We are joined in the media center by our Pro Stock Motorcycle winner, Hector Arana Jr. With the victory, Hector pulls within 64 points of the lead. Hector made it to the final round with victories over Mark Paquette, Matt Smith, Andrew Hines, and Eddie Krawick. And Hector Arana joins us now. Last win in Reading. Hector, huge victory. Both the Lucas Oil bikes, you and your dad running very well. And it seems like you have found the tune-up, of course, earlier in the year, the 200-mile-per-hour run. Let's talk a little bit about race day.
Yeah, you know what? We did a great job in qualifying, and that set the tone for today. Gave me the confidence that I needed. I had great lights in qualifying, and then did it again today in race day. So it's just the preparation, and everything finally came back together.
Was there a point, in the point standings, it started to look like it was kind of a three-horse race, but you were still kind of in there. Did you ever feel like it was slipping away?
You know what? After I lost first round three times in a row, I stopped even thinking about the points, and I didn't even know where I fell back to. I know I fell down pretty low, but I said, we regrouped. We said, you know what? I don't even care what the points are. I don't even want to know what they are. We just need to start winning again. We need to get the bike back to where it was and consistent. And we thought outside of the bike, outside of the box, went a totally different direction with the Lucas Oil EBR. And for both mine and my father's bike. And I think we're definitely onto something. It did, it proved itself this weekend on the racing surface. We went testing and we thought we had everything figured out. And then when we came to the NHRA track prep, it was just different. So we were still lost, but we got it figured out now. So we're really looking forward to this. And like I said, we just want to qualify well and go rounds and win races.
14th career win. Let's talk about that second round matchup against Matt Smith. Clearly, the countdown makes for big runs. Matt had one against LE first round. You have one against Matt. Talk about the prep for that run and opening the door for yourself by his red light.
Yeah, I knew going to race against him that I knew we were going to win. We had the bike. We just missed it a little bit. First round, we bogged. But I knew, the change that we had to do. We made the change, and I knew that the bike was gonna step up, and that I had a good chance to win the race. So I just focused on my light. I saw him; he was a little hesitant to get in, but it didn't bother me. I just stayed focused, and we got the win.
Final round against Eddie Krawick. That's a 40-point potential swing. He wins. You probably don't have a chance at the championship, but you were able to get around him. Again, big rounds, and this one puts you within championship contention.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. We're excited. And, we made big moves for the finals. We were off pace a little bit, and, we knew where the issue was, and we were slowly sneaking up on it, and we were able to get it just in time for fourth round against Eddie, and we got the win.
Points and a half at the Auto Club Finals. It's supposed to be a big race, supposed to be the biggest race, championships on the line. You have a legit shot. What are you going to do between now and then to prepare?
You know what? We got the bike at the SEMA show and the NHRA display. Thank you guys for inviting us to that. And we're going to polish up the bike, give her some nice care and love, TLC, and we're going to go on to Pomona for the finals.
Perfect timing. Any questions for members of the media? Jake?
The biggest problem for you guys this year has been just consistency. What have you done over the last few races to improve in that area?
You know, we just put a setup in it that I feel it's a lot more forgiving. If, there's a couple times we spun the tire, but because of the setup we have in it now, it's not able to get so out of hand, and it's just made the bike that much more consistent and forgiving, like I said. So I think we should be really good, and we definitely learned a lot this year, and we always do, but I'm looking forward to the next race. Looking forward to Q1 and seeing what she runs.
Any final questions for Hector Arana Jr.? Hector Jr., thank you very much. Congratulations. Good luck in your championship quest, and congrats on the victory here at the Toyota Nationals.
Thank you very much.